Maybe we start by praying. Okay, let's pray. Father God, let the words of my mouth, of our mouth, and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. So, yes, you probably would have figured out from the readings we're talking about fear and faith. And from the bulletin that says "Know Jesus," N-O, you know fear, K-N-O-W. You know Jesus, and you have no fear. So, Yaum and I are going to give our testimony about what just a testimony about what fear has done to us, and from our background, culture, and all that. So, I'd like to start with a few Bible readings from about what the Bible says about probably faith first, because we can only overcome fear by our faith. So from Hebrews 11:1, and it says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for the convictions of things unseen." So we know that without hope, there's no faith. Our faith is based on hope. So fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is lacking faith. It is the denial of that hope that God will take care of us no matter what trials we come up against. You know, especially those that draw out our deepest terrors. Satan knows our deepest terrors, and he lies to us about that. So faith is a gift from God. We can only get faith from God. And in Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." So faith is something we can't create in ourselves. It's purely a gift from God. But God doesn't want our faith to be stagnant. You know, he wants us to grow in our faith. Maybe we start off as little as a mustard seed, and then he wants us to grow it, you know. So it says, in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." So how do we grow our faith? So we grow our faith by studying God's word and talking to him in prayer. So in Romans 10:17, it says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." Our faith comes from relying on God and his faithfulness. So what do we do when we are afraid? We read the Bible, obviously. Psalms is full of it. Psalms is a reminder of, of David, and when he was going through his fears and what he wrote about, he sought the Lord. So in Psalm 56:3, it says, there's King David confessing to God, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." So often it is through these times of fears and trials, that we grow the most in our faith. So God uses that to develop a strong faith in us. I mean, it's something that we all go through. We have all our fears. It might come in different ways, but we all have it. So I'll start off with my testimony. So growing up in PNG, in the culture that we had, we grew up with the knowledge of Jesus. We knew of Jesus, but we also grew up with the fear instilled in us of the practices of sorceries and black magic and witchcraft. So we would be told always to, like growing up, I remember when you go to the village, pick up after yourselves, don't throw rubbish, you know, because we knew of these sorcerers, you know, they lived in and amongst us and we feared them. And so we would always watch, you know, growing up, watch our backs, so to speak. So it was always, you know, having to watch behind your back. We were always watching out for each other. And some of our family members would also resort to seeking these sorcerers, and bush doctors to get protection for themselves, like a charm or something. So to give them, so in Pidgin we call it was, and that's like a protection charm. It could be a necklace or a bracelet, or but they carry that around as a protection. So it wasn't until coming to Australia that I really got to know Jesus. That's K-N-O-W, know Jesus. And have this personal, intimate relationship with him that all the fear that I grew up with went away. I didn't fear those things anymore. As you would all know, just recently I went back home for my dear father's death. And I would have shared this with our Monday group that meets at our place. So it was like going back. When we went back home, it was like going right back into the lion's mouth. We landed in the midst of fear. And so it was like the devil was just waiting to remind me of this fear. So all these weird things started happening. People were seeing things. People were telling us of curses spoken against us. Death curses put on us, and they'd come and tell us straight. So all around us, there was this atmosphere of fear to the point that I almost, it brought back that fear in me that I was crumbling. So we realized that the spiritual battle that we were in, but it was a battle to the point of exhaustion that... I guess the way the enemy put it was that he had kept us so busy to the point that we didn't have time to pray or even time to read the Bible. And we had forgotten a lot of, the verses, the scriptures that we would have, looked to. So Gilly wasn't staying with me as culturally when we have what we call a house cry when someone dies, the in-laws can't stay at that place, they stay at this and go and come. So he was traveling to and from at early hours of the morning from his, family's place to mine. So we didn't have the support of each other. It was like the enemy had planned it so well that he had separated us and, just... where I was in where the house cry was like there was just an atmosphere of fear. Things were happening physically that you could see, and I started getting afraid. I think it was after a week that Gilly came, and he was feeling the same. Every time he drove back, he'd be reminded of a death, curse that was on him for driving and all that. So we had to really come and pray over him before he went. It was a daily, daily thing. So anyway, one day after a week, he came and he said, look, I can't think of anything else. I can't pray. I can't read the Bible. But one psalm I can quote is Psalm 23. So he said, just quote that every day. Quote that. So that's what we started doing. And so it was reminding us of the Word of God again, going back to it, as much as Satan was trying to remind me of this fear, I had to, stand up to it with Scripture. So, and I'm thankful that God prepares us for these battles before he, we go through it, that... and he surrounds us with people that can support us in those times too. So we really felt the prayers of people who were praying for us during that time. So, that's all we have to do. Like Satan, physically, he shows us things. He does things that physically we can see that makes us focus on that brings on the fear. Our hope is in things unseen, it's in Scripture. So, that's, whenever we started reminding the little kids and, my family around me that, start singing. If you can't remember a verse, if you can't pray, start singing a song. And then the verses will come. You know, as soon as we started singing, the verses came. We started, you know, encouraging each other, you know, like all that, he that is in me is greater than he that is of the world. Just reminding, you know, us that he, you know, Jesus is greater, he's stronger, and he's the conqueror of all our fears. So, with that, before I give to Yam, I just want to share something that Pastor David left with me while he was here. It's a phrase that says, Satan knows your name and calls you by your sin. Jesus knows your sin and calls you by your name.
Just the mic. I prefer up there because holding the mic too long, my Okay. My testimony for today, I would like to share about experiencing fear and faith. And I got it this testimony. It's for myself why I fear. I speak my own language more than English. But I can write, I understand, I can read. My worst fear is standing up here and sharing the word. Are they going to understand me or not? I feel like telling you all to close your eyes and just open your ears and listen to me. Can't wait to get my chair back. Yeah, fear holds us back. Fear makes us think that we are not good enough. It makes us doubt ourselves. It controls us. It makes us not to face our challenges. Fear makes us sick and feel stressed. Fear doesn't give us confident courage and strength. I come to question myself. Do I let fear control me, or I control fear? We all have fears. The question is whether we are going to control them or allow them to control us. So I decide to confront my fear, step out in faith, and believe God for success. Isaiah 41 said, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Am I taking the word seriously, or just knowing the word and not living according to the word? Philippians 4:13, Brighton's favorite verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Have faith in God. Remember, man is not your source. God is your source and he is your resource. Your dependence should be on God alone. Fear not. Know that God is with you. Know that he has promised to never leave you, not forsake you. Know that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Know that he knows the things you have need of, and he is faithful and just to supply you with those things. Know that he will give you peace in the midst of every storm in life. Know that greater is he that is in you than anything coming up against you in this world. Understand, what you know will empower you and strengthen your faith when you come up against negative situation in life. Let us pray. Dear Lord, doubt and fear often threaten our faith. I want to thank you for delivering us when we bring our weakness, doubt, and fear before you in prayer. Father, thank you for this new day in you. Thank you for leading us, guiding us, and for directing us. Thank you for showing us who we are in you. Father, you alone are God. We surrender all our fears, worries, and doubts. We surrender our hurts and pains. Father, we surrender those things we have been struggling with in life. And we ask that you help us in every way. Right now, Father, we thank you for your promise that says that you will never leave us, nor forsake us. Help us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.